Cape Talk.
DIY.
Well, technically this weekend is the start of spring, I'm told, although apparently the weatherman didn't get the memo because there is rain in the forecast, and very welcome it is too. But regardless of what the weather's doing, it is at least time to start thinking about some spring cleaning. And today we're going to talk to you about decluttering and organizing your life as we head into spring, emptying out the cupboards, recycling, rearranging, making more sense of your space and making better use of your space. In studio with me is a professional organizer. My guest is James Smull, who is the creator and owner of Sorted Cape Town. He's going to chat to us about tips for shifting the clutter, reorganizing your personal spaces, etc. If you've got any questions for him, maybe you are sitting with a huge organizing task and you don't know where to start, you'd like some advice, give us a call on 021-446-0567. Leave a voice note on 072-567-1567 or pop us an SMS to 31567. James, great to have you with us. Welcome
to the show.
Thank
you very much for the opportunity to be here.
Won't you tell us a little bit about your business, Sorted?
So, I worked in corporate for a very long time, and then I realized I need to do something that where I give to other people in my 8, 9, which is now sometimes 10 hours that I work. So that's where I started, and you know, it's just absolutely wonderful that when we declutter a home, there's so much stuff that goes to a lot of charities. So for me to go and take a trailer full of stuff and take it to a wonderful charity is just, it makes my heart sing, and that's why I absolutely love what I do.
So 7 years later, you're still at it and working longer and longer hours each year, I gather.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So that tells me that you don't just go in and help a client organize and give direction. You're actually involved right through the process down to helping them to get rid of the stuff that they're giving away.
Yes, no, from beginning to end.
Okay. Talk us through your sort of average business model. What can you do for a client?
Okay, so normally people would phone me when their house is totally full or when their office is totally full. And and then they kind of tried to read the Marie Kondo book and tried all ways to kind of declutter their own space. And they just get to a point where they just say, no, we can't do this on our own anymore.
Mm.
Then I go in and when we do a house, I always ask the person, where is the room that you spend most of your time? Because that's the room that we would want to start first. So that when we're busy with the whole process of the whole house, that you can have a safe haven to go to after the first day.
That's a clever idea.
Yes. Yeah. So, and then we, all my ladies, come in and they organize all the items that belongs together into categories, because that just makes it easier for you to see when all your glassware in your kitchen is all together. It's easy for you to see what is odd glasses and, you know, how much the quantity that you have. And then I take the client through and basically ask them 4 questions. And the one is, do you use it? Do you touch it? Do you love it? And does it spark joy? If you can't say a yes to any of that, then I always say that we are unfortunately fortunate that there's so many people out there in need, and let's rather give it to them to use.
For somebody who will use it, touch it, love it, appreciate it, and have great joy sparked by rather that odd teacup that doesn't match the rest of your set.
Or up in a cupboard gathering dust.
I love that. So do you use it? Do you touch it? Do you love it? And does it spark joy? And I'm going through a mental list and I'm answering no to so much, James. I'm going to have to bring you in soon. Look, I mean, this can be a very emotional process for many people, because I would imagine the clear example is when somebody is downsizing for retirement, for example, and needs to get rid of a lifetime of family accumulated items to move into a smaller, more manageable space.
Yes.
So many items are invested with so much emotional connection. I can immediately think, I mean, I have a cruet set that was given to me by a family member as a wedding gift.
Yes.
I don't use it. I don't ever touch it except to occasionally clean it as it's gathered dust, which I resent doing. And I do, but I love it. I do love what it symbolizes. I love the effort they made to get it to me from the other side of the planet.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with somebody who's sitting in that position where maybe it's some yeses, some noes, and a huge emotional connection to the item?
There's two items that is a little bit of a struggle to go through the process, but it's actually quite simple and easy. And the one is the inheritance one, where you inherit, like you say, from your family member, and especially if the family member passed away, to let it go. And I always say to the people, you know, imagine that family member standing next to you and you saying to that person, I want to keep this tea set so that I can remember you. What will that person say to you? You know, and most of the people say, oh, my mom will say, please let that thing go and get yourself a new set, you know.
Yeah.
So, so that's a kind of way to look at the inheritance stuff. And then gifts is, I wrote a big block on my website about gifts. And it's about, gifts, we always think we can't let it go because, you know, somebody else gave it to us. And it's more about the feeling and the exchange of the gift than the gift itself.
The actual thing
but
itself,
It's a wonderful blog that we wrote.
What is that website? I'd love to go and read
it's
that.
It's www.sorted.za for South Africa, .net for the money that you want in your account.
Sorted.za.net.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to go and read that after the show straight away. I'm sitting here thinking, do you advise if perhaps there are lots of things that you're remembering your long-lost loved one by that you hold on to one small – I'm making the case for one small thing. I've got my granddad's shaving brush.
Yes.
It's a tiny thing. It sits in a drawer next to my bed and that's what I've kept because it's tied to very emotional connections for me. But am I allowed to keep that?
Yes, you are. Okay. You are allowed to keep it as long as you see it, you know, as long as it's there for you to appreciate.
Yeah.
Then it's perfectly fine. The other thing too is if you want to put it in the top of the cupboard and you're not going to see it, then just take a photo of it and let it go. Because if you look at the photo, the feeling that you get from looking at the item on a photo or in real life is exactly the same. So, I mean, we are so digitally advanced with all our photos. You can always just quickly scroll down.
And find it again if you need that little moment of memory.
Yeah.
Right, some great questions coming through. Remember, you're welcome to phone as well on 021-446-0567. Zan on the WhatsApp. Oh, I'm so glad you asked this. What to do with the children's artwork?
Okay.
And it's such a hard one to be ruthless about, and it's hard to explain to them if you're trying to be ruthless. What's your advice? Yeah.
I've got a very good friend that she gathers all the artwork for a year, and then she goes through the year's artwork and decide on the best two. Mm-hmm. And then she gets it framed and she puts it up on the wall. And then she let the others go. If you don't want to let it go, then you've got those, you know, the little cases, the big black cases that you put art in. That's a nice way to kind of store it and not for it to just lie everywhere.
Then the child can go and pull it out and look at it again if they want to.
Yeah. Or again, you know, take a photo. You'll get the same feeling and let the item go.
Okay. Zan, one for you to try. I do love it. It must also make the child feel quite important that you've gone to the effort of framing something. So in a way that maybe that makes them feel important enough to know that the act of giving away or throwing away all the other stuff doesn't mean that you're not recognizing the effort that went into it.
Yes.
We're talking organizing spaces, decluttering, and sorting our lives for spring with James Smull of Sorted Cape Town. On the SMS line, Anonymous asking for advice on how to deal with magazine articles that they want to keep.
Right. What the first question that I would ask is, are you going to use the article? We know that you love the article at the moment, but it's very important that if you want to keep an article, you know, is it useful to keep it? And then if you are going to keep it to use on a very regular basis, take it out of the magazine and get rid of the magazine or scan it in and take a photo. Go digital because you can always put it in a folder and find it later again. Have a food folder, especially people with their recipe books. I throw
guilty
so
as
many
charged,
recipe
yeah.
books away. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Sorry for the book publishers.
It is a tough one. I mean, it's one of the problems I've got. It's a very nice problem to have, but it's a recipe shelf that is overflowing. Keep and scan. Don't cut out of a book. Rather, scan the one you want to keep and give the book on to somebody else who might want to use it. Okay, here is Anna in Newlands on the WhatsApp line saying, what can we do with everything that we want to let go? Where do you take things like crockery and cutlery or curtains and linen and towels and bath mats? You can answer that, can't you?
Okay, there's a lot of charities out there and you can there's the K Mason Foundation. They look after children from 8 years old right through to when they go to university, helping with their social development and their education. Mm. Then you've got the Animal Rescue. There's Dark in Heart Bay. There is Fallen Angels in Tableview. Mm. And then we have Locals Helping Locals, where the old people don't have families anymore or they are too old to work.
Yeah.
So Johanna is doing an absolutely wonderful job there in Boitasig, and they actually gather all the stuff, and if they can't use it, they sell it off in exchange for food.
Okay.
And then they make food for the old people. So,
oh, lovely.
Yeah.
It's a lovely
and then
circular.
You have the Princess Project out there. Princess Project that looks after all our lovely ladies and men.
And the matric dancers.
Yes.
So your leftover evening dresses that don't fit anymore, the bags, the shoes, etc. The Help the Rural Child shop, I know in Mowbray, and it's one of several, takes a lot. The hospice shops. You don't have to look very far, Anna, to find donations if you've got...
Charities Cape Town. Put it into Google and you'll find
Or go onto one of the websites like forgood.co.za and take a look at where, because the people are posting what they need.
Yeah.
There is so much need out there that there's no shortage of places to take stuff to. Or hire a professional like James who will take it away for you and make it his problem, Anna. If that's, and admittedly, it might be a challenge, particularly if we're talking about downsizing for retirement.
Yeah.
Physically, you're not able to lug secondhand furniture and heavy things into a car and take it somewhere
else. And also, you know, it's a scary space because you're used to staying in your big double-story house for 30 years or whatever. Now you have to move to an unknown place. And the unknown always makes us very scary. It doesn't matter what unknown it is. You know, it's a scary thing to go through. So, yeah, I think as the older you get, it's quite difficult to be plucked out of your comfort zone and have to leave your animals and go to a small little retirement.
Yeah, so there are a lot of factors playing in here, but always nice to know there is professional help available to hold your hand through that process.
Certainly.
We've got a voice note. Let's take a listen to that.
With regard to the children's artwork, what I do is I take a photo of my child every time she comes home with an artwork, and then only the really, really good pictures do I keep, and the rest I get rid of. And I always have a photo of her at the age that she did the artwork, as well as the artwork in the same picture, and then I'm going to print them all out in little postcard size and put them in an album, and so only the really good ones will be kept, and I'll have the photos forevermore.
That's a lovely idea. Again,
love
the
it.
Digital options come to our rescue.
Yes.
It's a lovely way to capture the whole school career as well.
Yeah.
I've got an old-fashioned school record book. It's an actual folder, you know, file full of sleeves of old report cards, and you'd be amazed. I mean, my children love looking at that and laughing at the photographs of me when I was 8 and my school essay that I wrote and my little painting that I did of a stick man. So it's great to be able to preserve them, but it's fantastic, James, that there are such better, more convenient options for doing so in the digital age.
Sure.
We're talking decluttering and organizing our spaces with James Smull of Sorted Cape Town. What about offices, James? You don't only do home organization. Many offices battle with this as well, that stuff is shoved in cupboards. There's one place to store paper and another space to store pens. And do you do like a large-scale corporate sort as well?
I can. It all depends, you know, what kind of need the help. Maybe I'll have to bring more professional organizers in if it's a big company. But we can do that because we run about 29 of professional organizers in Cape Town.
Okay.
And we all know each other and we all love each other. So, so I can definitely do that. And, the thing about clutter, and we all have it in our life, is the fact that time is not on our side anymore. And I always say to people, when you think about decluttering your place, is you have to make time. You have to put time aside and keep focused, because we also, you know, it's a struggle for us to keep focused these days because there's just so much information.
Competing for your attention. Roseanne on the WhatsApp line wondering whether you assist with death clearing. She says it's such a burden for a grieving family to have to go through things like old love letters. I photograph everything as my way of clutching, but can you help somebody in that position?
Definitely. I've helped a lot of people in the past where, you know, they're dealing with the death itself of a loved one. And I think it's just such a struggle to go through all the items too. But what we do is we go into the house, we sort all the items out again in categories. And then I say to the family, come in for an hour, come and see what you want. And then I will clear the whole house for you.
And make it go away effectively. One less thing to worry about at a time of a lot of burdens.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody's asking whether you were born organized or was this something that you learned?
My mom is quite an organized woman, so I started to work with her in accounts.
Okay.
And then I went on to working for Ackermans, and then I was in the film industry, which is all about, you know, organizing. And and I think it's just a second nature for me. I absolutely love it. People can sometimes classify me as a little bit OCD.
That's all right. All the best people are.
Exactly.
Myself included.
Thank you.
Right. I'm so glad that Philip has called in to ask this question, because it was one of the topics I wanted to touch on. Philip, thanks for your call. Good afternoon.
Yes, thanks. My problem is my partner won't let go of anything, no matter how rubbish or damaged or whatever. And I have an ever-building pile of junk. I don't know if you have any advice on how to convince her to get rid of all this stuff.
Yes.
It's a difficult situation, Philip. Please listen in for the advice. Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
Okay. That's a great answer.
You shouldn't get involved with your partner when it comes to clutter. It's so amazing that, you know, as soon as one family member tries to help another family member to declutter, there's always friction. It's almost like you say to me that I must get rid of it, so I'm going to show you I won't get rid of it.
Yeah.
And when we come in as professional organizers, there's no emotional attachment between us and the client. Obviously, we get to know each other, and they even become very good friends. Mm. But as soon as somebody else is there to tell you, okay, well, do you use it? Do you touch it? Do you love it? Does it spark joy? They don't have to prove to you that they have to let it go. So rather give your loved one the love they deserve and get us as professional organisers in to come and do the job. If that's good.
Does that help you, Philip?
Okay. Yes, thanks.
Okay, thank you for your call. I mean, let's take it to the nth degree. There are people who are hoarders who have psychological issues that cause them to hoard. Would you be able to work with somebody like that?
Definitely. I've worked with a few people. It takes, not to offend anybody out there, but it takes a little bit more of more patience to, and I normally tend to work slow with the person. So it's important for that person to, because there's so much emotional attachment to all the small little things, that you have to kind of have this space where you sometimes cry for an hour. You know, we go outside and then we have a little cry.
Okay.
So,
definitely
I can help.
Great. WhatsApp saying it's difficult to sort everything in one go. What does one do with the giveaways in the meantime? If somebody feels overwhelmed that they just can't tackle an entire house, for example, and you want to maybe just start them with one room or even one cupboard in one room. All those places you mentioned will take small donations as well as big ones, yes?
Yes, definitely. And there's loads of charities out there that will actually come and collect if you
ask them to. There's an SMS from Sally saying the Oasis Recycling Shop in Claremont is also a great place to take second-hand goods. You can drop things off there.
Definitely.
Very quickly, one last question from Robin Bergfried wondering, do you recommend using self-storage to store your special memories if you haven't got space for them at home? Or is that just moving the problem into another venue, James?
It's amazing how many storage facilities there are and how many stuff we move to storage facilities. So it's got its place, and I don't want, you know, it's a business within its own, so it's live radio.
Yeah.
But it is true. So many times we would go into storage spaces and the people hasn't looked at it for 4 or 5 years and they pay R800 a month, whereas they could rather save that money and go on a fantastic, make memories, you know, that you're going to take with you one day. Because I always say, you know, when you pass over to the other side, there's no
stuff going with you.
Trailer coming with you. So, rather make memories and let go of the items.
What a fantastic way to end the segment. James Smull of Sorted Cape Town. And please go and visit his website, which is www.sorted.za.net. Great to have you with us. I hope you'll come again.
Thank you. I will.